McGee. KQJO-FM, the station for every generation, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana, the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show is on the air. Financial Freedom Courses, they're going to be held at the St. Matthew Baptist Church starting today. You can register online at www.stmbc.org, okay? Hey, we've got much more music just ahead. Plus, we've got that Bible Jeopardy clue. It's coming up and coming at you here. I'm going to give it to you once again from the category Who, What, When, and Why from the New Testament for 400 points. Paul considered himself the chief of what? Is it the Sanhedrin, the apostles, the Jews, or the sinners? We'd love to talk with you. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. You can use social media, the Wade Hampton Facebook Messenger, and get at me that way as well. Hey, the Pleasant Green Baptist Church is coming up next. Plus, much more music is just ahead.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
once again to our pastor, Pastor Grimes, and to Reverend Brown, to Reverend Guillory, and to Reverend Harris. And to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, it's good to stand one more time to preach. I'm asking your prayers as I stand here. This old leg of mine is giving me problems. But God is going to come in and remove that pain. I can't get enough of thanking this pastor, this church. He always look out for his preachers. And like you see, I'll be leaving here going straight to Good Hope. And then from Good Hope, I'll be a couple of those assembly. So my day is full. If you have your Bibles, Luke 15 chapter. Luke 15 chapter. I've read this chapter over and over, all 32 verses. And I've been pondering what topic to use about this chapter. And what verse, if I had the time, I'd read all 32 verses of it. Because the more you read it, if you read this chapter, somebody will see, reflect back over your life. And as I read this chapter over and over, I thought about me. Let's start at the 15th verse. And we're going to skip over Luke, the 15th chapter. 15. No, it's about the 17th verse, excuse me. 17. Luke 15, 17, then we're going to skip over to the 24th verse. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Now the 24th verse. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Thank you. I just want to talk to you for a few minutes about finding and ending yourself.
Yeah, man.
Finding and ending yourself. I hear people all the time say that I got to find myself. And that's why I don't come to church. I say, well, my brother, keep living. You're going to come to church one day. Because they're going to roll you straight down this aisle. One day. But as I look at people that say this quote, this cliche, they say that you stand there trying to find yourself, but are you prepared to end yourself from the things that you are doing? Are you prepared to stop going to the casino? Are you prepared to stop going to the Duke joint? Are you prepared to stop doing these other things of joy in your life? But you stand there trying to find yourself. This chapter here is one of the most beloved chapters of the Bible. The theme of this chapter is of lostness. Yeah. And here in this chapter you'll find the parable of the lost sheep, the lost corn, and the lost son. And in each parable, the writer explains the condition of each one was brought to an end. The widow found the corn. The shepherd found the sheep. And the son was delivered from his dilemma only after coming to his end. on and after ending himself. The essence of his being that had gotten him in this mess, was he able to take himself out of this mess? Or when this young man could do nothing for himself, when himself could provide no answers, no way out, no manner of means of deliverance to elevate himself above this condition. And it was then and only then that he came to himself by ending himself and saying, I will rise and go to my Father. Oh, my brothers and sisters, as we study this scripture, we find that in order to overcome the condition of our lostness, the condition of being separated from God the Father, we must be brought to an end of ourselves. Oh, it is difficult to put self down. It is difficult to end self and start depending on something that you cannot see, feel, hear, smell, or taste, the five senses. And after all, we all have depended on ourselves for so long. But look what Jesus said, though. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Let us look at this life of this young man. This young man was full of energy. But look at this here. It might be something I'm trying to tell somebody how to painlessly end yourselves. Oh, we're going to find here that the process of ending ourselves is basically ending the things that you cherish, things that you worship. And this young man, he was headstrong. He dared to face this world with boldness. And it's certainly compliment of mine. But he was foolish. He thought that he can handle the world with his mind and limited experience. He thought that he had arrived at adulthood. He felt that all the time he needed was some money. But his first mistake was being not trying to follow tradition. Oh, it is unwise not to follow and practice that which has been tried and tested over time, and that which has been proved to be productive. You see, tradition in those days, this young man of text, meaning that he thought his father was going to die, and he wanted his inheritance divided between him and his older brother. Oh, and that's the way it is today, isn't it? This young man wished to go against tradition, and he asked for his money before his daddy died. You see, this method of passing on inheritance from generation to generation has worked well for years. It has proved valuable to us, and it has worked in transferring wealth. But look at this too about this young man. Thank you, Reverend Gill, last Sunday. I stole some of your notes. But look what this young man did. He went against authority. He wanted to fight against the restraints of society in which they live. But see, let me tell you something. True maturity is recognizing and respecting authority. You see, his child is to throw temper tantrums and act like old spoiled baby when going against authority. It is childish when you reckon that everything should go your way. It is either my way or no way. And see, when you're so headstrong and foolish, as far as this young man, we're too much into ourselves, and we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. Just because I drive an old 1996 Cadillac, and you drive a Bentley or a Mercedes, don't mean that.